Book 4, Chapter 4. How Bishop Colman, having left Britain, built two monasteries in the country of the Scots, the one for the Scots, and the other for the English, whom he had taken along with him. In the meantime, Colman, the Scottish bishop, departing from Britain, took along with him all the Scots whom he had gathered about him in the Isle of Lindisfame, and also about 30 of the English nation, for both these companies had been trained in duties of the monastic life. And leaving some brothers in his church, he went first to the Isle of He, whence he had been sent to preach the word of God to the English nation. Afterwards he retired to a small island, which is to the west of Ireland, and at some distance from it, called in the language of the Scots, Inisbunfinde, the Island of the White Heifer. Arriving there, he built a monastery, and placed in it the monks he had brought of both nations. But they could not agree among themselves, by reason that the Scots, in the summer season, when the harvest was to be brought in, leaving the monastery, wandered about through places known to them, but returned again the next winter, and desired to use in common what the English had provided. Colman sought to put an end to this dissension, and travelling about far and near, he found a place in the island of Ireland fitted to be the site of a monastery, which, in the language of the Scots, is called Maugeo. He bought a small part of it from the chief to whom it belonged, to build his monastery thereon, upon condition that the monks dwelling there should pray to the Lord for him, who let them have the place. Then at once, building a monastery, with the assistance of the chief and all the neighboring people, he placed the English there, leaving the Scots in the aforesaid island. This monastery is to this day occupied by English inhabitants, being the same that, grown from a small beginning to be very large, is commonly called Maugeo. And as all have long since been brought to adopt better customs, it contains a noble society of monks who are gathered there from the province of the English, and live by the labor of their own hands, after the example of the venerable fathers, under a rule and a canonical abbot, in much continence and singleness of life.